she's going to be in the quarterback coordinator. And she's got four players. The sixth runner. They get it into Janet. Janet passes it up the court to Mary. Mary goes up for a three. And a two-run rebound control by Cal City. She's going to dribble it up the court. And that's going to be the ball game. Cal City manages to come from behind in the final second. And a back and forth ball game here to take the win, 50-48. We're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be back right after this to wrap it up.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buholtz Auto Sales of Banax. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buholtz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buholtz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buholtz will even haul it away.
Is your checking account pulling its weight? Put North Star Bank's Star Electronic Checking to the test.
Hi, this is Esther Hill from North Star Bank. Our Star Electronic Checking could be the perfect match for you. Enjoy no minimum balance requirements, unlimited check writing, and free e-statements when you enroll in any of our convenient automated services, including free online banking, free direct deposit, or free StarCheck debit card. And don't forget, with North Star Bank's ATM rebate program, you can use any ATM in the United States and your fees will be reimbursed up to 5 times per month. Put our Star Electronic Checking to work for you today.
Visit any of North Star Bank's convenient locations in Akron, Bad Axe, Carroll, and Pigeon, or online at www.northstaratthome.com. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Kansas City High School, where the Kansas City Redhawks managed to pull out the win down the stretch, I guess, however you want to look at it, 50-48 in a great ball game. It was a good matchup there. We've seen some great post plays out of Kansas City. We've seen some great post plays from the Bad Axe Hatchets, and unfortunately for Bad Axe, it's another game where they just can't hang on and pull out the win. They did have the lead at one time, they went on a 6-point run to come out in the fourth quarter, 42. They made it 6 points in the row there to take the lead, and they just couldn't make that lead hold on. But it's a tough loss for the seniors at Bad Axe. They're going to lose Taylor Brio. They're going to lose Taylor Brown. Of course, she went down earlier in the year with a knee injury. Amanda Gentner, Justin Morrow, and Aaron McAlpine, and Samantha Janik. They're some fine players. You know, they didn't win any titles, but they definitely had a lot of strength, and they provided a lot for the Bad Axe group along the way here. You know, they're good players, and they're going to be a good group of kids that are going to be missed. But Bad Axe comes back, and they've got some good potential there to come back. And from what I understand, the JV program and the freshman program looks pretty good at Bad Axe right now, and they look like they could be in contention next year.
Well, you saw with the two sophomores this week that were called up, and that's their first post selection of the year. And Kasiba really impressed on both ends of the court. And I thought Amanda Hine, for the couple of minutes she played, was impressive for being thrown in there kind of to the wolves, if you will. And for Bad Axe, you know, Taylor Brio, being a senior, had a big night tonight. She had 12 points. Seemed like when she was in the game, was a factor on both ends of the court. Justine Morneau, she always does, 11 points. She was just so consistent her whole career. So a nice game for them. But conversely, you know what, hats off to Kansas City. They earned it, and at the end of the day, they had the ball with the shot to win the game, and they ran and executed the play they wanted. And that senior, Mackenzie Parrish, for that pass came from across the court, and it was a good play. So hats off to Kansas City.
And Lola Ryan not only played great on the offensive end, but she did good on the defensive end. She had a couple of miscues where she had three turnovers in a row, and Bonnex took the lead again. But then she came back and made some big blocks and some big backs out at the end of the game when they needed her. Bonnex tried to force one pass in there to Taylor. Taylor Bree out there, and Ryan managed to get in there and tip it and deflect it, and then she got in there again and got another one, and she altered the shot a couple times with the two Bree sisters here in the last minute or a half down the stretch. Ryan was just, it's crazy. You know, she's a junior, and she's playing great. She's got a lot of potential, and then they really, she put the team on her back tonight and carried her. Granted, Mackenzie Parrish made that layup, but Logan Ryan carried him. You know, 25 points, that's half of your team's score. And I'm sure she's got a double-double going there.
For sure.
She had to have a few assists because she was making some lob passes down inside there to Hendricks, and Hendricks was making some of them above the glass. So a fine night there for Logan Ryan. And the table's been set. Moving on, Cassidy moves on. They move on to being 10-10. They move on to play Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at Harbor Beach, where they will play the USA Patriots, who are 5-6 and 10-9. And if I got this right, I believe they beat USA 43-39 back on January 6th. I cannot find where they made up their game in February. They had a makeup game in February, and I've looked all over. I contacted all the sports people I know, and I cannot find that score. So I don't know who won the second half there, but I do know that early in the year, Kansas City beat them. So it could be an interesting matchup there on Wednesday night, a game that we will be bringing to you here on Cruise 102.1. And then the first game of the night, it's going to be the Sandusky Redskins against the Lady Lakers. As Lakers defeated ugly 62-34. And, of course, we gave you earlier that Sandusky beat Harbor Beach 46-26 or something like that. And then the other bracket, Bay City won 61-48 over Memphis. So our brackets are set right there for this on Wednesday night. And Brent, looking ahead, what do you think USA's got to do to shut down the post players here for Kansas City?
Well, USA brings a couple of pretty solid post players of their own. Ryan DeFirst and Sammy Eisengruber obviously can play with anybody in this league, so I think they should be able to neutralize them. And then, so then when you do that, it comes down to the guard play. Can Cammy Valentine and some of her compatriots hang with Mackenzie and Megan Parrish? So that'll be interesting. And conversely, from Kansas City's side, I'm not certain, but I'm not sure that either Parrish Girl or Logan Ryan went out of the game tonight. So I think they might have each played 32 minutes, which you wonder, come Wednesday, will that affect them as far as fatigue goes. So I think it'll be a tight matchup, and it'll be a fun one to watch. I'm excited. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's going to be on neutral court, which I definitely think is going to be an advantage for USA. USA has been such an up-and-down team, but, you know, USA has been a team that when it comes district time or hardware time, they're here and they're ready to play. They were here tonight, watched the whole game. I'm sure they took notes. I'm sure tomorrow night they will be going over some of those things. I think it's going to be a great matchup. I think their post players are going to be a lot like Bannock's post players, except for their other post player is a junior, I believe, but she is a three-year player. I can't think of her name right offhand.
Eisengruber,
yes. So that'll be interesting to see. I don't know who to call yet. I would have to say USA's got the edge. That's who I would go with right now. I'll have to give you that on Wednesday for sure. But right now I'm going to give the edge to USA. In our other matchup, Sandusky playing Lakers, that's going to be a great game, the first game of the night. Both those games are going to be great. Lakers can hang with Sandusky. Sandusky by no means thinks they can walk through this bracket. They'll tell you that. The rest of the world might not think that, but they will tell you that. And Lakers is a team to contend with. When they want to play basketball, they can play with the best of them. They're running up in the Greater Thumb West Conference at 10-2, but they were right in it to the very last game. So I think that'll be an interesting matchup there. What do you think?
Well, you're exactly right. Lakers have been a very Jekyll and Hyde type team. They never lost pretty substantially to Sandusky early in the season. According to Coach Common, they just didn't play very well. They've had some other kind of suspect losses. They lost to a Harbor Beach team here last week. Didn't look like they were really into the game. But they played Reese and some of these other teams right down to the wire in a few games. So if they come with their best effort, I think they can keep the game close. Obviously, I would say early on, Sandusky's the favorite. But I agree with you, Coach. Tomorrow, we'll make sure those girls understand that by no means is this game a cakewalk, and he will have them